Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, and today is day 6 of the counting of the Omer from our book, 50 Days to Shavuot, the name above all names, Yeshua. Omer, day 6, Bread of Life. John 6:35. Then Yeshua declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Spiritual meaning of bread in the Bible. Bread in the tabernacle, table of showbread. The showbread, lechem hapanim, literally bread of the faces, in the King James Version, showbread, in a biblical or Jewish context, refers to the cakes or loaves of bread which were always present and especially dedicated table in the temple in Jerusalem as an offering to God. An alternative and more appropriate translation would be presence bread. Since the Bible requires that the bread be constantly in the presence of God, Exodus 25:30. This is the bread eaten by David as mentioned in Matthew 12:4. The loaves were uniquely shaped and they had to remain whole and unbroken during the baking and afterwards. The loaves were standing exposed to the air for a full week and they must have been according to a special recipe since they never became moldy or dried out. The loaves had to be baked quickly so they wouldn't become chametz or leavened. The loaves were fairly large, each weighing almost 5 kilograms, 11 pounds. Mamamedi said that he wasn't able to find explanations for this mitzvot. However, different explanations have been given over the years, and there is a central message that is similar in all the explanations. The showbread symbolizes the material abundance that God gives to the Jews. It's a continuous reminder that our livelihoods and food come only from God. 3 times a year when the children of Israel made the pilgrimage to the Holy Temple on Passover, Shavuot, and Sukkot, they were shown the table and showbread. Look at how beloved you are by God, the Kohanim would tell them, pointing to the showbread, which stayed hot and fresh, even though it was left out for a whole week. When Yeshua said he was the bread of life, we believe he is referring to the temple bread. This bread never became stale or moldy, and the priests were given this bread to eat weekly as it was replaced every Shabbat. He is the bread from heaven. Every Shabbat we partake of the fresh bread of life, Yeshua our Messiah, who was and is incorruptible, and only he can satisfy our hunger for truth. Lechem Chai, John 6:31-35. 48-51 and 58. Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, out of heaven he gave them bread to eat. Yeshua answered them, Amen, amen, I tell you, it isn't Moses who gave you bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the one who is coming down from heaven and is giving life to the world. So they said to him, Sir, give us this bread from now on. Yeshua said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Verse 48-51, I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. In verse 58, this is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread your fathers ate and then died. He who eats this bread will live forever. 7 things of Yeshua in John. Again, he said, He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth in me shall never thirst. Number 1, he is the bread of life, John 6:35-51, which we just read. He is the light of the world. He is the door of the sheep. He is the good shepherd. He is the resurrection and life. He is the way, truth, and the life, and he is the true vine. And we'll be looking again at each of these attributes of our Messiah as we go forward. He said we would never thirst. Will never thirst because he can have rivers of living water flowing out of his innermost being, John 7:37-39. The abundant fullness of the Ruach HaKodesh will meet every need and solve every problem. that we have in Messiah Yeshua. Personal thoughts of the bread of life. Do you partake of the bread of life daily? How has Yeshua fed and nourished you over the years? Do you partake of his fresh manna weekly on Shabbat so you can receive and be fed? The blessing. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 6 days of the Omer. The merciful one, may he return to us speedily. Bo, Yeshua, Bo, in our days. May he return to us the service of the temple to its place, speedily in our days. Amen, Selah. In Yeshua's name, amen.